This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. With the global pandemic has come a widespread demand. Pet adoptions have soared in spite of the coronavirus. And in particular, adoptions of dogs are booming. Shelters, rescues, breeders, and pet stores, they've all reported more demand for dogs and puppies than they can fill. Now, as more people take home a pandemic puppy, there's an adjustment period. And this also brings new demand for trainers. As more people return to work and school, the schedules that pets had become accustomed to are changing, and that can lead to some behavior problems. Trainers are reporting their phones are ringing off the hook as pet parents seek their assistance. So joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about all that, pet adoptions and training these animals during this pandemic, our Stray Animal Adoption Program President, Bob Howard. Bob, welcome to our program.
Good afternoon, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Good afternoon, and our pleasure to have you. And we also have with us Dog Abilities owner and trainer, Day Groden. Day, thank you for being with us also.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. And join our conversation if you adopted an animal during the pandemic and want to talk about that or have some questions about training your animal at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org. We'll also look for your comments on Facebook and Twitter. Bob, let's start with you. What seems to be the motivating factor for people to add an animal to their home when there's just so much uncertainty in the world?
Wow, so much uncertainty is a good way, a good lead in. Is there anything in your life that's more calming than a pet? So I think people come to realize that you know, when the world is in a turmoil, pets are a sense of relaxation. You know, you get back to some sense of norm. People like to be wanted and needed, and they like to tend the pets. They need some place to go and do with their time, and nothing better than walking around the neighborhood with your pet. So it's filled a void because of the pandemic. So I don't think that we're soaring in spite of the pandemic. I think we're soaring because of the pandemic.
So what are people finding when they get the urge? You know, they're at home, they're quarantining maybe in the earlier days of this when the restrictions were tighter.
Yep.
What are they finding when, you know, they go through with it? And the next thing you know, they've got a dog, they've got a cat, some other animal living in the house with them.
I think what really happened in the first couple of weeks when things were really uncertain and the governor said stay at home back in mid-March, there was a bit of a lull for us. People, you know, they kind of backed up and said, what am I going to do with myself? What am I going to do with my life? What's going to happen next? And then after a couple of weeks, boredom kicked in, and they realized that pets were an outlet. And so as they're sitting at home 24 hours a day, any hour of the day, they can get on our website, see all of our available pets, and the process begins.
Can you give us an idea of the number, the volume, the demand that you've seen within your own organization, Stray Animal Adoption Program?
Sure. The quickest of numbers is our adoption number. We are up 38% from last year at the same time period.
What is, you don't know what that means in raw numbers, though?
Sure, I do.
Okay.
So far this year, we have adopted out 2,481 pets.
Wow.
2,481.
Now you heard.
At the same time last year, we were only at 1,789.
Okay.
So about 1,000 more than last year.
So you heard in the intro to this segment that we noted that dogs are in particular in demand right now. Is that what you're seeing as well?
We do dog and cat adoptions, and dogs are in demand, agreed, but equally so are cats. You know, our feline adoptions are up with a similar percent. If we were having this conversation a year ago, I would have said feline adoptions are about 10% of what we do. But over the year, it's probably up to 15%. So we're still doing a lot of cat adoptions, kitten and adult cat adoptions as well.
And that's
those numbers are up.
That's Bob Howard. He is the president of the Stray Animal Adoption Program, joins us on the phone. We're also joined by Zoom by Dog Abilities owner and trainer, Day Groden. Day, let's talk about training these animals. We're seeing a demand also for services like the ones that you provide because there are maybe first-time pet owners who are getting into this game during this pandemic. And what's the first piece of advice that you give someone who is, let's say, a dog, taking a dog home for the first time in their lives?
So first, I think I always think it's awesome if they, you know, contact me as soon as they get their dog, whether it's a newly adopted dog or it's a puppy. The biggest thing I say, like with puppies and things, is really trying to set them up for success, because the moment you bring your puppy home is really the moment training begins. With our young puppies, and this is, I'm talking about ages about 8 to 16 weeks, we really emphasize that socialization work with the puppies, just because that time period is very, very critical and owners aren't really going to get that time back. Now, because we are in the pandemic, it has been a little bit different. Our normal socialization or our traditional way of socialization, we haven't been able to always do. So we've had to get a little bit more creative on how we do socialize those puppies so that they will become well-adjusted adults when they grow up as well. Same thing with our newly adopted dogs too. Again, we want to start training them, getting them used to their home environment. And again, if those dogs also need some other socialization or adjustment period, we definitely recommend that as well.
Is there any particular trait that a dog or a cat might exhibit that is that new owners find most frustrating? I imagine when someone takes a dog or a cat home for the first time and maybe they're having difficulty keeping them off the furniture or having them use the bathroom in the correct location. Is there any particular problem that seems to be the main prompt for people to seek services?
I would say with puppies, or even again, our newly adopted dogs, it's definitely going to be house training. That's probably number one. It is one of those behaviors that can be very frustrating for new owners because a lot of them do feel like they're doing the right things in terms of taking their puppy out frequently, rewarding them when they are pottying in the right place. And then sometimes the puppies and dogs, they just don't quite make those connections. And so that can be really, really frustrating. Another behavior that I see quite a bit is in terms of like confinement training, crate training. A lot of new owners struggle with that a bit. And that also, as we are in this pandemic, can also cause problems later because as people are going back to work, things like that, that the dogs aren't used to being confined at all if they need to be, especially with our young puppies, or they're also not used to being separate at all from their owners. And that's also been a big big reason why people have been calling me.
That's Dave Grodin, Dog Abilities owner and trainer. We're also joined by Bob Howard, president of the Stray Animal Adoption Program. And you can join us, too, to talk about your pandemic puppy or kitty experience at 513-419-7100. We'll go to the phone lines now. We have Pat on the line. Hi, Pat. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We sure can, Pat. Go right ahead.
I actually am called to the booth. We are dog transporters. And basically, every weekend, we are bringing up dogs, old dogs, from southern Kentucky. So there are many, many dogs down in southern Kentucky that end up in the rescues or in the shelters. They are dogs of all ages, all breeds. Quite a number of them are actually purebred. And we are getting them to rescue. Currently, we're going north, taking them to northern Ohio and into New York and Pennsylvania. In the past, the majority of our dogs ended up going into Canada, but of course, we can't take them there now. But we are on a Friday. I go down to Louisville and others go down to Lexington and they pet the block to us. So the reason I bring this up is there are parts of the country, a lot of people are coming to me saying, I just can't adopt a pet here in Cincinnati. And I always tell them, you know, let me work with you and we'll get something from Southern.
All right, Pat, we appreciate the call so much. Thanks for that information. It sounds like Pat is saying basically if you have any difficulty finding an animal locally, that there are some opportunities to perhaps look in other jurisdictions to find your new forever friend. We've also got some comments on social media. Beth wrote to us and said, last year I had to put my 15-year-old cat down and I knew I didn't want another pet for a long time. 9 months later, We're in the middle of a pandemic and I'm unemployed. It seems stupid to take on the financial responsibility of a pet, but the house was so quiet all the time. I wrestled with the pros and cons for weeks. Then I reached out to a rescue my friends work with and was introduced to a bonded pair of sisters they were really hoping to adopt out together. About a week later, my house was filled with cat toys, and I had two playful kittens making me laugh every day. It was an excellent decision. You can join our conversation as well at 513-419-7100. Email talk@wvxu.org or join us on Facebook or Twitter. We will continue this conversation about pets and the pandemic. Up next, this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks, and we continue now with our look at the rise in pet adoptions during this pandemic. We're joined by Stray Animal Adoption Program President Bob Howard. Bob, thank you for sticking around with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Dog Abilities owner and trainer Day Groden. Day, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
513-419-7100 is the number to call, or email talk@wvxu.org. Abby wrote to us and said, fostering cats has been my only form of entertainment this pandemic. They bring so much happiness into my home. Dominique wrote to say, I adopted Yzma from Ohio Alley Cat Resource and Spay Neuter Clinic in early August to help with some loneliness during the pandemic and quarantine. Not only has she been a great companion, but she's helped me establish more of a routine throughout my day, which is something I've been seriously lacking since the pandemic hit. She goes on to write, I think adopting a cat was a great choice for me right now, and I recommend it to other people. But also, I hope that anyone who is making the decision to adopt is taking into consideration that most animals will live long past the pandemic and deserve a permanent, constant place in your life, even when we resume normalcy. Bob, let me ask you about that remark that Dominic made at the end of her note that she sent to us. Is there any difficulty or any explanation for people who are prospective adopters in understanding that this is a very long commitment?
So, yeah, we try to put that up front so people are reminded of that, you know, even before they start the process of adopting. The longer the pandemic goes on, the less likely people will be to return the pet, if only because they're becoming more emotionally attached. So we're not seeing a rise in the return rate at all. Matter of fact, it's a little bit lower than it typically is. Please remember that going into this, a pet is not an adoption for today or for next month. It's a 14, 15, 16-year commitment. And thus far, it's not proven to be a problem for us.
Let's go back to the phone lines now. We have Zach on the line. Hi, Zach. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Michael. Hey, team. So I have a really unique situation where I adopted a dog during the early beginnings of the pandemic. And then the rescue had reached out, and we ended up adopting her sister. So there are two border collie mixes. And the one that we got first, she got super adjusted, did really well, was absolutely fantastic dog. She's super bonded to me. But her sister has major impulse control. We've worked with a behavioralist, and she put us on a prong collar to work with her and doing some corrections. And I'm not a huge fan of the prong collar, but all in all, I've been working with them pretty regularly to try and get them both on the same page. However, still the newer sister is still she's just been lashing out, and she likes to take off and bolt. So I didn't know if you had any suggestions on whether I should be doing individual training with them or if I should just keep working with them together.
All right, Zach, let me place you on hold for a moment, and we'll have Day take a stab at that one.
Yeah, so Zach, so it's great that you have the two dogs, the border collie mixes, and that you actually have litter mates. That can be good sometimes for the dogs. I would definitely say that in terms of training, it is probably better to be training them separately versus together. That way, each dog is having, you're able to work on them and kind of focus on each one at the same time. Then as they get better, then you can put them together and start training them together. Some of the big things I would say, I don't know your whole situation with the newer Border Collie mix, but if she is having some impulse control, maybe some barking, lunging, pulling, I don't know if it's when you're seeing other dogs or people or things like that. But a lot of times, just a quick kind of note of or a quick tip is typically when you're out on a leash, those type of things, it's much better to have distance. Distance, we always say, is kind of your friend when you're working with a dog who might have some impulse control issues with things that may be out in the environment. That way, the dog can handle it at a distance. And I like to use reward-based training. So when they're actually looking at those objects, not reacting, not barking, that type of thing, I'm going to actually reward them. And then I'm going to start teaching them maybe a different behavior to be doing than to be wanting to go out, whether it's the barking, pulling, lunging, whatever. Then as the dogs get better, then I will decrease that distance so that they can eventually, handle being close to that trigger or that stimulus.
There you go, Zach. Good luck with your Border Collies. Thanks for calling, and thanks so much for listening. Let's go to Kathy now. Hi, Kathy. What's your question or comment?
I have a comment, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
We sure can.
Okay. I am currently on the way to pick up a dog, a pit bull young, that was listed on Facebook for free because they couldn't put up with him now that they were back at work. They couldn't continue training him. And so you have touched on this a little, but I need to please beg your listeners. I have worked as a rescue transporter for years for a rural pound that used to be a high-rate kill pound. We are doing our best to not be a kill pound. Right now, all 15 of our kennels are full with dogs that are being returned because people are starting to go back to work. Think about it. This is a life that you are committing your life to. You don't throw it away because you're not finished training it or you're going back to work. You don't leave it in a crate for 10 hours a day. You don't chain it out in your yard while you're gone and expect it to be a good doggy when you get home.
Kathy, thanks so much for sharing those words with us. It's a very important sentiment. We appreciate you emphasizing them for us. Thanks for listening and thanks for the call. Dave, let me ask you about another change for animals in this pandemic. Is there any weird behavior in the animal world, the at-home animal world, during this very strange time?
I'm not sure if I'm really seeing something that's completely unusual. Other than, like I said before, I am seeing a little bit of increase of some separation anxiety, separation distress, that type of thing that has increased a bit. And part of that is because people have been home. They, it's very easy when you're at home not to really leave your pet, alone. And we want to teach dogs that they can be okay alone. They can relax, they can settle, that type of thing. That's probably the number one behavior that I'm kind of seeing. There's nothing unusual that I'm seeing that's out of character per se. I think, we could say possibly that some people might be seeing more reactivity a little bit with dogs in terms of being out on leash, out in the neighborhood, that type of thing. And that could be for a whole lot of different factors, whether it's lack of socialization, or just not being used to those, triggers and things out in the environment. So I don't really see anything that's a super unusual behavior that I haven't been seeing before. It's just, I'd probably say the separation issue is the one that's increased the most.
We got a note from Janet who writes, I believe cats are benefiting from the pandemic, as are the adopters. Cats are fairly low maintenance if the humans have to return to the office, but have the benefit of adjustment to being part of the family. Melanie writes to say that she adopted Hobbs a week ago from Kitty Brew Cafe, and she says, I should add, we said goodbye to our almost 20-year-old cat in May. We were fortunate to have extra time at home with him because of the pandemic. He had kidney failure, and we had been giving him subcutaneous fluids for the last 6 months. After he passed, we thought we'd take a break from pet ownership, but considering we're all working and schooling from home and not leaving anytime soon, it made sense to adopt a new buddy. Our 15-year-old son is very happy. Stephanie wrote to say that she adopted Braveheart from OAR on May the 4th, lost her dog in December due to old age, and, quote, felt my home was too empty. May wrote, honestly, having my shelter rescue cat around for the pandemic has been a saving grace. For those who are able to adopt or foster right now, I highly recommend. Bridget tells us, at the beginning of the pandemic, we lost our 9-year-old lab suddenly to cancer. The house was quiet, too quiet. So in early May, we adopted a puppy from the Cincinnati Lab Rescue. A puppy is a lot of work, but we knew it would be a good time since we were all home and able to take the puppy out frequently. We knew there will likely be no other time in our future when the entire family will be home together. And Heather tells us that, I was feeling a strange emptiness I never really felt before. My husband and I had been tossing around the idea of adopting a cat for a few months prior to the pandemic shutdowns, but hadn't fully committed. One evening in June, I found myself perusing Pet Finder and stumbled across Ohio Alley Cat Resource and Spay Neuter Clinic. Next thing I knew, I was filling out an adoption application. I got a quick response from them and set up an appointment for my husband and I just to take a look, and that day, we brought home Sterling. So we've got about 15 seconds, Howard. We heard that caller, Pat, who talked about there being animals available elsewhere if they can't find animals in Cincinnati. Are there animals in Cincinnati still available?
At any given time, we have 250 pets available for adoption. We have a mix of puppies and dogs, cats and kittens. AdoptAstray.com. You can likely find your new pet within the next couple of weeks.
And if they need help, you can call Day Groden. She is Dog Abilities owner and trainer who's joined us via Zoom today. And that was Bob Howard, Stray Animal Adoption Program. Thanks to both of you for this great conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme is composed by Rob Fetters. Archives online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. Talk to you tomorrow.